Today, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in Friedrichs v. California Teachers Association. Public school teacher Rebecca Friedrichs contends that mandatory union fees violate her First Amendment right of free speech and association. Outside the court, a rally and counter-rally revealed a polarized public opinion of the case.
Realize that oral arguments are going to begin in just a few minutes. So this is so exciting.
My husband's a state representative, and in his first race for state rep, he had a huge campaign against him, turned out to be funded by the OEA. And I realized that my forced dues were going to fund my husband's, the campaign against my husband.
If you're in a work site and you're covered by a contract, a union contract, you get the benefit of that contract. You get the raises, you get the health insurance, you get the dental and vision and all the other benefits. And those things, take energy and time and cost money in it to be able to get. And if we have less people contributing to that, everyone loses, because eventually we start to see those benefits erode. And this should not be a race to the bottom.
Trust our teachers! Trust our teachers!
They say you have to do this. We've got a great idea, it's going to be compulsory. Anybody who tells you they've got a great idea and the first thing is they make everybody ... If it was such a good idea, you wouldn't have to make anybody, never mind everyone, do anything.
The unions go out and fight for bargaining rights, for retirement, for pay, for hours. Everybody should share the cost of that. And if they don't, then they're freeloading.
So to hear them use a sense of fear-mongering, like if we don't take agency fees, everything is going to crumble and burn. And the justices pushed back on that. Are you telling me that even though we have clear evidence that of other states that don't take agency fees and they're surviving and thriving, are you here telling us that the unions will collapse without agency fees? And they couldn't answer that question truthfully.
Basically, I'm here today my fellow plaintiffs because our voices have been silenced by forced unionism for decades. The unions force me to fund collective bargaining efforts that are harmful to my students, and that's offensive to me. Our voices were heard today, so thank you.